For South Carolina Public Radio and Sonatas and Soundscapes, I'm Bradley Fuller. Glow Lyric Theater is back at it after a longer-than-usual intermission. That is, the cancellation of last year's festival season due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But as the theater's co-founder and executive director Christian Elser was sharing with me recently, Glow is once more bringing opera, operetta, and musical theater to live and in-person audiences, starting this Thursday. Here's part of the conversation I had with Christian. Christian, great to have you again.
I'm thrilled to be back. We were just saying it's been 2 years, man.
Right. I wanted to say 1 year with the pandemic,
but two
from your last season.
Yeah, I mean, because we're a summer festival season, so the last season we had ended in August 2019. 2 years. And, you know, that can be the death of a lot of arts organizations, for sure. And it's been a struggle for all of us, to say the least. But we are thrilled to be alive and kicking. As it would be.
So you canceled your 2020 season, I assume, a necessary but also hard to make decision.
You know, I remember being on a Zoom, you know, call with about 30 other producers from South Carolina theatrical folks, and we were, I don't know if we were the first, we were among the first in 2020 to go, guys, we got to cancel our season. And the room got real quiet because at that point, I think everybody assumed this is going to be a month or a couple weeks. And it became evident that it wasn't going to be. And as a producer, you've got to make that call if you're going to outlay hundreds of thousands of dollars and then have to cancel it or nobody can come. Doom. Instant doom. So we made a really tough call to cancel this big season. And we're going to do Tosca. We were going to do Showboat. We were going to do the musical version, the Elton John Aida, you know, and had to cancel them all. I had to unemploy 135 people. I hated it. It was the worst time I've ever had making those phone calls. On the flip side, the best time was getting to hire people back for this summer.
And when were you able to make that decision?
Well, you know, we have to make it. We're a summer festival. And which means we do our three big shows over the course of the 7-8 weeks in the summer. So I had to make that call about March. And it looked like, you know, I had to take the dice. I had to gamble, right? But there was a vaccine. I, through the grace of God, got in early, got mine in early March. And thought, okay, well, I'm going to gamble that enough people will be vaccinated, that in some way we can do something. But we can't do the full 8-week season. I think that's too much of a gamble. So we're going to have to push that off again. Oi, so what are we going to do if we're only doing, you know, 2 weekends, which is basically what we're doing? We start rehearsing August 4th. We open August 19, run to the 29. We're still doing three shows. We're actually doing something almost akin to our Raising Voices series, which was a series of kind of 1- and 2-night concerts we do in the off season. And a lot of times they were topical to something. We did a wonderful show called Armed, which focused on gun violence and presenting kind of all sides of the issue, to be perfectly honest. And we added music, poetry, dance. And it was a wonderful show. So we thought, well, what if we kind of put together some original shows and expand on that idea? So that's what we're doing. So this is a bit of a departure for Glow. There's still going to be these big, fully produced shows, live band, live orchestra, everything you've come to expect from Glow. But they're new shows. And the big one is called Rock Opera. We just figured we're just going to put it right out there.
Rock opera. This has, I assume, rock and opera both. Any other genres represented?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we're pop and R&B, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. But to kind of really show the operatic side of you know, popular and rock music, right? I mean, you think of bands, especially art rock bands like Queen or Styx. I was a big Styx fan growing up. Or any of these. I mean, it's kind of operatic, right? I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the first thing, and you might hear it in our show. That's the first thing you think of, right? So we thought, wouldn't that be cool? We'll get 2 opera singers. We'll get 5 music theater singers. We'll get a dancer. We'll have a poet. And we'll put together this cool show of kind of operatic rock, R&B, and other kinds of fusion with opera and popular music. And we're going to talk about what we've been through this past 2 years. And we've been through a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's COVID. There was the racial reckoning. There was just people trying to get by day to day with their jobs or lack thereof. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. And that's the thing, you know, we've always done with GLOW, even in our big seasons. We always had a kind of an overarching theme, right? What is this season talking about? And we're no different this season, right? We're using these wonderful songs that we all know with a great band and getting to talk about stuff kind of this cathartic, artistic way because, man, that's what art's about, right? So that's our big show, this rock opera thing, which it's so cool. I'm getting so excited, you can tell. And then, you know, because we do opera, right? We're also doing this show called Passione.
Passion.
And passion in many ways, you know, for you know, there's love, there's passion for your art, there's passion in many ways. And this is for our opera lovers. We've got the Metropolitan Opera tenor Ugo Vera coming back. He was in our season in 2019. He did our Don José and Carmen. And we've got Marina Harris from the San Francisco Opera, soprano, fantastic singer, also coming in. They're going to be in rock opera too, by the way. But they're doing their own evening of kind of opera duets, arias, kind of talking. And they're going to talk to the audience about, you know, what this art form means to them, why they do it. It's really kind of a cool idea for a concert. And then, yes, it's happening.
The Jenna and Christian Show.
The Jenna and Christian Show.
Is that you?
That's me. My wife is Jenna. We founded GLOW Lyric Theater 11 years ago. I'm the executive. She's the artistic director. And people have always, but we're also stage performers. I've been an opera singer for 25 years. And she's a music theater director and actress and has been doing that for a million years. And, you know, we used to do some productions with other companies back in the day. We met performing. And our board and our adoring public said, you know, you guys need to get on stage and do something. I'm like, that's not why I do this company, so I can perform. I'm not doing that. Well, I'm doing that. And it's going to be great, actually. We're going to do a cabaret-style performance, kind of chronicling the history of GLOW, of the relationship between me and Jenna, and how our passion and love for each other translated into our passion and love for the art form of lyric theater, all while singing your favorite Broadway hits, basically. You know, I joke that I'm kind of being pulled on stage to do this, but it is fun at the end of the day.
Was it easy for you two to come to agreement on which numbers you wanted from which musicals, or were maybe one of you advocating very strongly for this song and the other said, hey, I don't think we can make that work?
We have had this argument many times over the course of our relationship. Luckily for us, we have done versions of this show in the past. Not recent past, I think 2010. We were before I got in the air, we were talking about Tulsa, and there was an opera company there, Light Opera Oklahoma. We did cabarets there. We went back for a few seasons, and they got to know us, so we ended up as part of their subscription series doing some cabarets. So we're like, you know, we've done these things, but it's been 10 or 11 years, so yeah, we're going to have to update it and change some things. Jenna and I actually took a little vacation to Georgetown on the coast last weekend to finally kind of get away now that we could, and the entire drive there was hashing out what we were going to sing. Luckily, our tastes are very similar. Sometimes I go, oh, you sure you want to do that? Or I'll suggest something. And she'll go, "We, that's a big sing, dude. This is supposed to be fun." I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I don't want to, nothing that's going to kill you. Or vice versa. She go, you should sing, you know, the Soliloquy from Carousel. I'm like, I can sing the Soliloquy from Carousel, but I'm really going to have to work on that if I do that. And that's a big, big sing. So I have, let me pray about that one for a minute and see. But that'll be a fun show. And you know, the big show is the rock opera. And then Passione has two performances. Jen and Christian have two performances. I think rock opera's got seven. So we're able to get those all sandwiched in over those 2 weeks.
Was it a challenge taking these numbers from different operas or different musicals and weaving them all together into one of these three shows? Was that kind of difficult, coherent kind of product?
Absolutely, and I think that's where the most gnashing of teeth happened. Selecting the songs, and we asked for input from the cast after we hired them. So they came with lots of great ideas, and then, you know, we have our own ideas. And then we go, okay, how can all 26 of these songs, which I think there are 26 in rock opera, coherently tell the stories of what we want to say? Because they're not random. We're grouping them, you know, to talk about certain things, or and there'll be poetry and dance in between that will all link it. It will be a coherent show. That was a trick. But we're really proud that we were able to string all of these various music numbers together in a cohesive way, and some more on the nose and some less on the nose, as artists want to be. So, yeah, I mean, that probably took the longest, absolutely.
You mentioned earlier this cathartic mission or goal you might have for some of these shows. So what do you hope, say, that the audience goer might take away from this, you know, having experienced some of these issues you mentioned either firsthand or, you know, at least secondhand in some kind of way?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the greatest things that the performing arts, or really any art, can do is to share that common humanity, right? And not to get too esoteric with it, but to know I'm not alone. I felt that. Oh, yeah, that person is encapsulating through song and movement or poetry what I have been feeling but could not articulate. Or maybe I could articulate but can attach myself at an emotional level to so easily. Because, I mean, that's the beautiful part of live art, right? Is being in the same room with other breathing humans expressing something that you can connect with. And I get passionate about it because it's something that I think we need in today's society. I always say that. And I, also, it's just awesome. I mean, that's the greatest thing, right? Is to go and have a communal experience with other people about things that move and touch you, and then you go and have coffee and talk about later. You know, that's the greatest thing in the world.
Well, Christian, wishing you only more of that awesomeness of live connection as you head back into live performance, live in-person performance with the 2021 Glow season. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you so much, Bradley. It's always a pleasure.
Part of a conversation I had with Christian Elser, co-founder and executive director of Glow Lyric Theater. The Greenville Arts Organization's 2021 festival season, which runs from Thursday, August 19th to Sunday, August 29th, features the productions Rock Opera, Passione, and the Jenna and Christian Show. All performances will be given at Greenville's Kroc Center. More information at glowlyric.com. For South Carolina Public Radio and Sonatas and Soundscapes, I'm Bradley Fuller.